He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arid Update on the second day of practices Wednesday in Mobile, Alabama. A little bit colder of a day today, BJ.
It's a little chilly down here. It hasn't been this cold in, like, I think, the last 4 years. But, hey, this is football weather, right?
Who knew that we would come down to Alabama and be colder than Kansas City? Anyway, as far as today, who stood out to you on this Wednesday practice?
A couple guys that stand out the last couple of days. It's been, you know, wide receiver Braxton Miller continues to be, I think, one of the stories down here as he makes that transition. He played there for the last year, but makes that transition to wide receiver. Looks like he's making it pretty seamlessly. Looks like a guy who knows how to run routes. He knows how to get open. He's really flashing down here. Noah Spence, the outside linebacker, Eastern Kentucky this year, been at Ohio State before that. He jumps out. He's one of the top prospects here. There's a lot of people talking about him down here. And then, honestly, on the South team, the defensive line. I spent a lot of time yesterday watching K-State's Cody Whitehair and those guys, but the defensive linemen, Sheldon Rankins, Jerron Reed, those guys really stand out. There's a lot of really good, talented defensive linemen down here.
Yeah, for me, on the North team, I know you mentioned Braxton Miller, who's been so impressive down here, but on the defensive side of the ball, Darian Thompson out of Boise State seems to stay stride for stride with some of these receivers on these one-on-one drills, which is very impressive because, obviously, this is the best talent in the country. Then for the South team, they have a number of wide receivers. KJ May sticks out to me. Just been a really good week down here at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, it is, and there's so many one-on-one drills. You don't normally see practices set up like this. I mean, it's set up to be a showcase for these guys, and the one-on-one OLDL drills, you get to see a lot of those. It's been a lot of fun. There's too many guys to watch them all. There's 113 players down here, but there are definitely some guys that could help the Chiefs out, that's for sure.
No doubt, and now we'll be down here for one more practice on Thursday, then we'll be riding back to Kansas City, but it's been a good week here at the Senior Bowl. Stick with Chiefs.com for more of our coverage. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arid Update.